Hello and welcome to All Things Travel, an adults-only cruise line that is redefining being a rock star at sea. There's a new player in town, and today we're joined by an expert to hear all about Virgin Voyages Cruise Line. You're listening to All Things Travel, episode 83, original air date December 1st, 2021.
Well, Shane, does it feel like cruising is quote-unquote back?
Cruising is definitely back. There's a few restrictions, and
yeah,
the ships may not be all quite as full, but it is back.
Yeah, I really feel that way. It feels like there's lots of opportunities, lots of chances to get out and see different cruise lines. And I'm excited today because we're talking about a relatively new cruise line that I'm really excited about. I mean, this looks amazing, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. When we first got notified that this cruise line was starting up, this looked like it was going to be a favorite.
Absolutely. Well, we have an expert here with us today, one of our friends, a fellow travel advisor with Creating Magic Vacations, Jen Neal. Jen, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm thrilled to be here to talk about a cruise line that I am super excited about.
Looking forward to hearing about it, and we're glad that you are here.
And not only are you excited about it, you also just experienced it.
I did. Yeah, you know, they were canceling cruises, and I just happened to survive the one that was their maiden voyage, or as a Virgin calls it, their mermaiden voyage.
Mermaiden voyage. I like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Well, we're excited to get into it today and learn all about it. First, though, Shane, I want to know, where in the world is All Things Travel?
The sea continues to call All Things Travel.
Okay.
It's another adorable seaside town, Eastbourne, East Sussex, England.
Very cool. Welcome.
Yep.
We're glad you're here.
On the southeast coast of England, some gorgeous, dramatic coastline. And I'm pretty sure that you and I would want to go hang out at the 1901 Jazz Lounge on the Eastbourne Pier so that we could overlook the water. Maybe watch some football and
maybe listen to
some jazz.
I like that idea a lot. Yeah. Absolutely.
Love a good jazz club.
Well, hey, for the listener that's coming to us from England there, here's what I want you to do. And anybody else who we've said where your hometown is or where you're listening to us from, send either Shane or I an email. We want to start giving you a little thank you. We've got a little thank you gift, a little way to pay it forward that you're listening to us. We want to thank you. So email us. You know our emails. We'll give them to you again at the end of the show. But reach out, and we'd love to touch base with you.
And if we haven't mentioned your location yet, reach out, and we'll do the same thing. And also, you can take a little bit of work from me by letting us know where you would like for us to meet you there and hang out.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, hey, Jen, at the end of the show, is going to talk about the current promotions that are going on with Virgin Voyage, and you're going to be excited about this. So make sure that you listen all the way to the end of our conversation, because there's going to be some promotions here that you're going to want to take advantage of.
Absolutely.
So, Jen, you mentioned being on a recent Virgin Voyages cruise, actually their mermaiden voyage, but you've also cruised a lot. If you could give Virgin Voyages a personality or a differentiation, how would you describe them?
So Virgin is the high energy, ultra creative friend that you love to spend time with for about an hour and a half. And then you're exhausted.
Wow, that was way more specific than I thought it would be, but I love it.
And I was just about to say, why, thank you. And then got to the hour and a half part and went, oh, yeah, maybe that is me.
Yeah, this is definitely for your more adventurous traveler because the food options are enormous, but you're not going to find any kind of a buffet or large scale service type thing. The entertainment is not your typical, this is the stage and we are the audience. It's much more interactive, much more in your personal space-ish. Uh-huh. And the vibe on the ship in general is more energy. And that's not because people say it appeals to the millennials, because my mother went on the ship with me and loved it.
Awesome. And your mom's not a millennial, by the way.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, our friend, our Gen Z friend, Jen.
Right. So, yeah. So it has a great positive vibe with high energy, just walking around the ship. And the entertainment crew are encouraged to hang out in the same spaces that we're hanging out as sailors. They eat in the same eateries that we eat. So that adds a level of excitement, because almost like you're sitting next to a rock star who was just up on stage and you were cheering and dancing and having a great time. And, you know, they were flipping and doing amazing things that only Olympic gymnasts can do. And then they're sitting next to you at the table and you're,
So who is Virgin for? Who would you think, say, their ideal customer is?
So it was super interesting being on a maiden voyage. I've never done this before. And there were lots and lots and lots of executives from Virgin Voyages on the ship, including the CEO, and who I got to videotape karaokeing to Baby Got Back.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Oh, yes. So in talking to the executive who is in charge of risk assessment, he and I chatted for about an hour over coffee.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And he said, you know, their target audience were millennials. They were thinking that 25 to 35, maybe 40 was going to be their prime target audience. And it's definitely priced at people that age who could, that's what they could afford. So it's not priced like a premium cruise, not at all, but that's what you get. Okay. So he said they were very surprised by the number of over 40s, over 50s, over 60s. Like I said, my mom was on there and she wasn't the only one, and she wasn't the oldest one. So they were having to make some adjustments on the fly, like in the timing of the shows, the timing of when they were rotating the restaurants and the quick service eateries, because they weren't expecting people to want to eat as early. They weren't expecting people to want to go to shows as early. They weren't expecting them to leave Bimini Island as early as they did. So they're still tweaking, making those kinds of tweaks as they realize how popular their cruise line is.
I think that says really good things about them, that they were conscientious enough to realize that, and then not just realize it, but act on it and then accommodate for it on the fly. That's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And to clarify, this is adults only.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Adults only, all the time, every cruise.
Yeah. So describe for us the ship. What makes the ship that you were on feel like a Virgin ship, if you will?
So the first thing is the cabins. The color scheme that they use is very calming, but at the same time, kind of edgy, in that they, you know, the curtains have like a nice pale at the top, and then it fades into this hot pink at the bottom. Okay. And then they have this really cool lighting system that's all controlled on an iPad, if you will. I don't know if it's actually an iPad, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And you can just touch the screen and adjust the mood, and it'll make the whole room brighter. It'll make the whole room calmer for going to sleep, or it'll do anything in between. So that's really cool. It controls all the settings in the room. So you can control the TV, you can pick movies, all that good stuff. The terrace and higher, you know, anything that has a terrace, you have a hammock out on the terrace.
And you know what's funny? Actually, last week on Shark Tank, I actually saw the company that made the hammocks, because one of the things they talked about was, we just signed a contract with Virgin Voyages to supply all of their hammocks.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was so nice to wake up every morning and just go sit out on the hammock and, you know, just like you do on any other cruise. You're just sitting on the chair out, you know, out on the terrace. But to be on a hammock, it just, you know, adds that level of uniqueness to it.
And so you and your mom had a veranda room.
Yep. Yeah. And they call them the sea terrace.
The sea terrace. And room service, coffee service, all that stuff that we're used to having on other cruise lines?
Yes, it does have all of that. There is a nominal fee for each room service, but the food itself is all included.
Gotcha.
So another thing that makes the ship different is they really tried to make it like you could have a scavenger hunt multiple times on the ship. So they tried to make nooks and crannies and tried to make it a little bit of a challenge for you to find everything.
Huh.
And that sounds like a bad thing, but which I guess it's probably not great. Like if you love to karaoke, it might be hard for you to find the karaoke bar. I think it was the second night that I found the karaoke bar.
Wandered into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And for some reason on the app, so it is very app driven, as a lot of entertainment venues are becoming nowadays. So for some reason on the app, it doesn't have the deck plans. So that was a little unusual. But Sailor Services, you know, if you needed a map, they would give you a map. And just like on a Disney cruise, if you want the printed daily schedule, you can get a printed daily schedule. So, but that was kind of fun. And they are very selfie aware.
Okay, so there's lots of selfie spots.
There are tons of selfie spots. So you saw they had these little swings and they had cool little feel good neon signs behind them and the colors would change. Yeah. They had the room that's full of mirrors and lights that you see tons and tons of people taking pictures in that hallway that goes into one of the clubs. Yeah, so just this random wall that I stumbled upon that just had this cool, like, who is it that does the ink portraits where the room is like upside down, sideways, people are walking upside down.
Escher.
Escher. Like an M.C. Escher painting, like on the wall. So it was a cool, and you know, another cool place to take a selfie. Those are probably the three of the first things that come to mind that make the Virgin ships unique from other ships. Just the physical ship.
Now, you've mentioned the term sailor a couple times, and that's what they call their guests, correct?
Yes. You're a sailor on a Virgin voyage.
All right. And another thing that it might interest folks, you talk about all these selfies. Is it true that Wi-Fi is included?
Yes.
So and so talk to us about that, because to be quite honest, on the cruises that I've been to where Wi-Fi was quote-unquote included, it left lots to be desired. How was the Wi-Fi on this cruise?
It was surprisingly good. I tried going live from my terrace before we left the dock, and it started out a little rough, but then it caught up. In other words, the sound wasn't matching the video at first. Yep. But then, like, I don't know, 60, 90 seconds in, they both caught up and it was firing. But then the next day when I did a live video from the terrace, it was firing. So it may have been more an issue with their Wi-Fi competing with the marina's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I had no problem, you know, checking text messages. I was messages. I could check Facebook. I could post from the ship, no problem, to keep my feed going. So it was all very good. Now, you could still pay extra, like if you needed to stream.
Yeah.
If you knew you were going to have to do a Zoom call or, you know, a meeting where you had to get onto your business server, you could pay extra to do that kind of work. Although I think with the Rockstar Suites, I think it does come with the Rockstar Suites. Yeah.
I think I don't understand I mean, I know you can't run fiber cable out to the ships.
But other than working, most people are going to want to use the Wi-Fi to post pics of their trip on social media. So you're giving your customers the means to advertise for you. Give them Wi-Fi.
That is exactly my frame of reference with this, Shane.
Yeah.
I don't understand, other than it's a moneymaker, I don't understand the purpose of keeping all of that awesome time hidden.
Yeah. No, I agree. And it was hard after, and I don't want to bash one of our favorite travel partners, but it was hard after being on Virgin and being able to do all that without having to pay extra to then go on a Disney cruise.
Well,
and I struggled. So, my husband even bought the package and still struggled.
Absolutely. And you know that we all love Disney, and we've talked about how great a Disney cruise is several times on this podcast, but where they falter is with their Wi-Fi. It is not anywhere user friendly.
And each cruise line is going to appeal to a different type of traveler anyway. So they might be hitting their targeted audience with that.
Right.
So Jen, that energy that you felt, do you think that was more organic? Did you bring that with you, or was it due to the ambiance and the shows and the energy from the employees and the staff on the ship?
I want to believe that it was from the crew, because they were so friendly and they were, you know, they did have great energy. I will, you know, put the disclaimer that this was the very first voyage. Sure. There was a ton of travel planners on there with me.
So some energy behind it. That's so an energetic crew right there, the travel planners.
Yes. So, you know, and we were all, and I recognize that, being that I have 20 years of being an instructor and jumping out and trying to make people comfortable in a room, I'm always doing that. Yeah. I'm always in that mode. So I'm going to make friends no matter where I go. So, I mean, I recognize that I kind of bring a party sometimes.
I am the party.
But, you know, like, for example, Scarlet Night, which every ship, well, I don't know if every cruise is going to do it. I think they will. But at least on Scarlet Lady, which is the ship, the one Virgin ship that is cruising right now, every voyage has a Scarlet Night where everybody dresses in red. Everything is decorated in red. It's absolutely fabulous. And they help you prepare for that earlier in the day. And so you end up seeing people wearing fabulous giant hats that are just covered in feathers and sequins and sparkle and bling. And so as soon as you start seeing that, I mean, that just makes people come out of their shell.
Yeah.
Now, anybody who's willing to put a headdress on that's 2 feet tall, they're going to act different, you know? And as soon as somebody puts on a sparkly silver cape, they're just going to go into character.
Right. Heard that.
So, you know, so that definitely added to it. Of course, it was at exactly 50% capacity.
Yeah.
So we all saw each other more than once walking around the ship. And so that makes you be friendlier because you're seeing familiar faces. For me,
so you say 50% capacity. What was that number wise?
So I believe it holds about 2,200 and we were at 1,100.
Okay. So it is a smaller ship compared to other mass market cruise lines.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. And you definitely felt like a little rock star when we pulled into the two ports that we pulled into, because we had the giant ships on either side of us. I think it was Norwegian and Carnival. And as soon as they could see us, they were taking pictures.
From the other ships, they were taking pictures
of
your ship.
Yes, cool. Of our Virgin ship. And I don't know if y'all saw that funny TikTok that I posted of a guy who was on a Virgin ship, but I don't know what cabin he was in, but or what room it was in, but it was a bathroom, and the wall that looked out on the water was all windows.
Okay.
And they were at port, and there was a giant cruise ship, and he can see directly into the cabins, and he's like, I just got to take a dump.
All right.
That's funny.
It's a hilarious TikTok.
I'm going to follow you on TikTok, Jen. And then that'll mean that I'm following you, and Tom Felton will be the two people I follow. So you are in good company.
We won't have any problem finding that video because I think it's one of two videos.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
So let's talk about your cruise in October.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. They did a good job. To kick it off, they all take off out of Miami.
Okay.
So we're at the Miami Cruise Terminal. They are building their own terminal. It's going to be Terminal V for Virgin. It's huge. It's going to be beautiful. But right now they have temporary quarters. So you know how that can be when it's
sure.
So it was pretty smooth considering it was their first time to have to do COVID tests to 1,100 people in X amount of time. So they had some people that showed up when they weren't supposed to because we all had chosen our time to show up. And they just told them, you need to go have breakfast and come back. So they did a good job, you know, making sure.
There's a McDonald's across the street. Right. Go sit and wait.
Right.
Maintaining order.
Yes. Most people were getting their results in 20, 30 minutes. My mom and I were there. For some reason, we didn't get our text. So I just went up and said something to somebody, and he got on the computer, printed off my piece of paper, and we were good to go. And then they had adult beverages right there as soon as I passed through the lady and gave her my magic ticket.
Once you were cleared, it was time to have a drink.
Exactly.
Now, did you have to have a negative COVID test to get a drink? That's what I want to know.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Okay. That
was the one thing that I said to him was, I couldn't even get a drink of water. You know, we've been back here for 90 minutes, 2 hours. My mom is in her 70s. We need water.
It's time to hydrate.
I know like I said, there were just a few little bumps, but I have
for
no
a maiden
doubt that
voyage.
They have. Yeah. And that's my only complaint. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a really good experience. So
first impressions of getting on the ship.
So first impressions, we got on the ship, had no problem getting to our room. Our bags got there pretty quick. Our host, who, you know, cleaned up the room, he was very sweet. We didn't have to wear a mask the whole time we were on the ship.
So in indoor spaces and things like that, you didn't need to wear masks?
We did not wear a mask. Now, the crew, they were wearing masks, but we did not have to.
So how was the effect of entering? Was it dramatic and overwhelming? Or how did that feel when you first entered the ship?
They didn't announce us like they do Disney, and Mickey didn't do a dance for us like they did on this Disney cruise.
Like Richard Branson impersonator or something like up there.
Dave Grohl's not there to welcome you aboard.
No, I mean, this was before we got on the ship, but like right after I got my drink, there were two beautiful female mermaids there that I could take a picture with. So I got to take a picture with a couple of beautiful mermaids.
Now, are these people dressed as mermaids or statues of mermaids?
Legitimate mermaids.
No, they're real mermaids.
Oh, real
mermaids.
They
were breathing. They had the fins in the water so they wouldn't turn into legs. The whole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't want to go old Daryl Hannah. Not at that time.
So, Jen, walk us through your itinerary.
So we had a day at sea. And then we were on Nassau. And then the next day we were at the island in Bimini, which is also in the Bahamas. And then we were back at Miami. So it was four nights. So it was, you know, shortish. So my days for me, they were filled. It's been interesting. You know, it's always interesting. It's just like the Disney websites, you know, or the Disney Facebook groups, you know, some people are going to be negative, negative, negative all the time. And some people are going to be positive, positive, positive all the time. So it's been interesting watching the Virgin Voyage Facebook groups and the feedback and how varied it is, just like on Disney. because my experience, I got up, you know, started moving around, went out on the terrace, had a nice slow start. And then I had my choice of workouts that I could do. So that's my thing. I like
you,
to work out.
That is you. You're a fitness instructor. So, you're a fitness person.
So I appreciated the fact that I could have started my day with a yoga or a meditation, either one. Then I could go to a cycle class, which I always chose a cycle class. And then they would have some kind of a strength workout, whether it was HIIT or just straight ahead strength. And then they might have another cycle class later in the day. So on the C days, they would have multiple classes, at least multiple cycle. I think they did have multiple yoga classes as well. And these are all included in the price of the cruise.
Great.
So, you know, on a lot of cruise lines, you may get one free class early in the morning and that's it, you know, and the rest of them, if you want to work out with anybody after that, you have to pay for it. So I really appreciated the fact that they had a lot of options. And being in the business, of course, I talked to the instructors and, you know, grilled them about their qualifications. And so they were all certified through nationally recognized certification entities, and they all kept up. So, you know, I was throwing some lingo at them and some terminology, and they were right there. They knew exactly what I was talking about. We had really good conversations about what they try to do with their class, like what their goals are in with the challenges of having new people who of varying.
They never know who's going to show up.
Exactly.
You don't want someone to be too sore to move and enjoy their trip the next day.
Right. And God forbid you hurt somebody. So, you know, you don't want to push people too hard and feel like they can't not do what you're asking them to do. So it's always a fine line to coach people to work hard, but not hurt themselves.
Right.
But anyway, I feel really good recommending a Virgin Voyage to my fellow exercise professionals.
Yeah. Because if that's something you look at with the marketing, I mean, that is that those exercise fitness classes are something that they really tout. So you want to make sure that they are a good quality.
Yeah. Yeah. And they are. They even have a bungee class. So if you want to do a bungee class, you have to get in like the first day. I wasn't able to get in because it only has 6 spots in the studio. But what it is the giant bungee cords that hang from the ceiling. You wrap them around yourself and kind of harness yourself in, and then you can run and jump and fly. And there's a whole workout. So it's, you know, you kind of do those things like in the Cirque du Soleil on the ribbons, the giant ribbons.
Yeah, sure.
So you kind of do those kinds of exercises using the bungee cords that way. So I'm definitely going to get on it on my next one. I'm doing the New Year's cruise and I am going to be in that bungee class.
Wow. Very
cool. My
yoga trapeze on steroids.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be hilarious. I'm going to try to get my husband to do it too.
So what else besides fitness classes were going on around the ship?
So after I would do a workout, then by then my mom would be moving around. So we would meet up in the galley, which is kind of the assortment of quick service food options. And there's a ton there. So, you know, your options include things like there's a salad bar. Of course, a dessert bar, a diner. So you had the burgers, hot dogs, French fries, a place that serves breakfast all day. There was the noodle bar. I want to say Mexican food place and a coffee bar. I think that was it. So there's a couple more, I'm sure I forgot. But so you had a lot just all right there in one galley. And so you would, you know, you could kind of walk around or you could look at a menu. But either way, you would order your food and they would bring it to you.
Gotcha.
So
you're not carrying trays around or anything like that. You would just go up and order and they'd find you later.
Right. So, yeah. So then my mom and I would end up there, you know, we'd get something to eat, have some coffee. You can get your cappuccinos and your lattes. They do cost extra, but this is one of the perks that Virgin has is the bar tab. And so you can prepay, which a lot of cruise lines do that. But Virgin has consistently had some kind of a special where they add on. So if you prepay for your bar tab, usually it's $300. So if you pay for a $300 bar tab, you could have $100, $150, something nice added on to it.
Yeah, wow. Mm.
And then that bar tab is great because you don't, both people in the cabin don't have to buy it. So one person can buy it. You can both take advantage of it. It goes for alcoholic beverages, your specialty coffees. They even have a smoothie bar. So you could get a nice, healthy smoothie, and it comes from that bar tab. So basically, any beverages that you would have to pay extra for come off of that bar tab. So it's pretty easy.
What beverages are included?
Your basic. So any of your sodas, your lemonades, black coffee. Yeah. Just your basic beverages.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then it was really
cool. On other cruise lines, though, that soda is not necessarily included. So that's another thing that's not necessarily there. Yeah, that's not necessarily there other places.
That's true. I did forget about that. Yeah, I don't cruise those very often. I'm just kidding.
That's below your level, eh?
I'm just kidding. But another thing that I really like, Virgin has a big sustainability initiative. They do encourage you to bring your favorite water bottle, which this is my favorite. I know your viewers can't see this, but this is the best water bottle ever. It's the Pink Sport. But they
product
encourage you to bring your
right here in the middle of the show.
Yes, yes. But they encourage you to bring your favorite water bottle and refill it. So there's refill stations all over the ship, which is really, really nice and convenient. So for me, anyway. So I found myself always hydrated.
Yeah.
And then I could go to the bar a little bit sooner because I felt very happy.
You already hydrated.
Very nice. Very nice.
There are the mixology type classes. So they have that kind of activity. I love it that they put little twists on theirs. So there's a class called Shot for Shot. So and it's at the test kitchen. So you go there, they have it all set up with all the ingredients that you're going to need for your drink or the three or four drinks that you're going to mix. But after you mix a drink, you go next door to what they call their mixology station. And what it is, it's where the sommeliers store all of some of their wines and stuff like that. So they'll teach you how to use your phone and the best way to take really good pictures.
Now very cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So that was really fun. So we learned how to make a drink and then we'd go over and they would show us another feature and then encourage us to go. And so they have little settings set up around the station where you could try to feature or you could just walk around the restaurant and find your own special place and see if you could take a cool picture.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still very smart teaching the sailors, the guests, how to do the marketing for them.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's brilliant.
Yep. So there are those types of activities. Of course, there's the tattoo parlor.
They have their own tattoo parlor.
They have a tattoo parlor on the ship.
Ryan,
so we now
have an all things travel quest.
Okay. All right. Where's that logo going?
On a Virgin Voyages ship.
There you go. So you can bring your own artwork or they have artists on board who are happy to design whatever you want to design. So that's pretty cool. So that's something you can do if you get bored, just go get a tattoo.
How did you find the sit-down dining, Jen?
Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So they have six restaurants where it's recommended you make a reservation. But I will say I had no problem getting into the restaurants. I didn't make a single reservation before I got on board. And all the restaurants we wanted to go to, we got into.
Great.
Yeah. So Sailor Services works really hard. Like she texted. And before I even left the room, she was like, yep, we got a slot for you. And then I had talked to the girl at the desk at the restaurant. Her, that title will come to me later. And 20 minutes later, I had a text, your table is ready. So they do a really good job from that end, but they have 6 different sit-down restaurants that are all included in the price of your cruise. So you have Extra Virgin, which is their Italian place, and they make the pasta fresh every day. Test Kitchen, which I talked about just a minute ago, where Shop for Shot is done, where they have, you know, experimental dishes that are just delicious. Our main entree was venison with blueberries. It was delicious. So good. Then they have the steakhouse, which is called The Wave. The Mexican food restaurant is Blue Agave. Gun Bay is like Mongolian barbecue. And there's another one that has left me. Oh, Razzle Dazzle, which is the vegetarian restaurant.
But those all sound great to me.
Great steak if you need to at the vegetarian restaurant.
They'll smuggle one in for you.
They will. No wink at the waiter. They'll bring you a filet along with your salad.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I think all of the restaurants also have a brunch service.
Okay. Okay.
So we did brunch at the steakhouse and had the bottomless. Well, I got the bottomless Bloody Marys and my mother got the bottomless mimosas. And that was fun. They were good.
Very nice.
Nice and spicy Bloody Marys. If you like spicy Bloody Marys, they were good.
And then you talked about the evening entertainment, the parties and everything like that. The energy was just really good on the on this ship.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have basically 2 different venues, 2 different traditional venues, I would say. So you have the Red Room, which is kind of the main theater. And then you have the Manor, which is the dance club, but it's also a venue for shows. So they have like a cabaret show. Uh-huh. They have a really bawdy comedy show. And then in the Red Room, you had the dance party show thingy, which is the name of the show. They had, it's not that I forgot it. That really is the name of it.
I love a good name like that.
Yeah.
Right.
That and thing then they had after the, dinner.
Yeah, we're going to do the, and then they had the dual reality. So that was on there. And that's a really interesting take on the Romeo and Juliet story. But it's where Romeo is on one sports team and Juliet is on another sports team. And so they have various physical competitions that they go head to head in. And so they're battling it out on the field and Romeo and Juliet are falling in love is the side story. And it's really, it's amazing what they do because they, if you saw it, definitely look at some of my videos or share some of the videos that I posted because they climb up this huge rope, the one from your gym class, but from hell, just goes up and up and up. It's so high up. And they put themselves in these amazing positions and then they let themselves slide down that rope at breakneck speed and then stop on a dime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
And it's just amazing. And that's just one of the things. Of course, they're doing splits in the air and, you know, all this other, lots of other cool things. They had the teeter totter where 2 guys were shooting each other high up into the air and doing acrobatics and would land on that little bitty teeter totter, you know, I don't know, 12 inch by 12 inch square.
Wow.
And it was just amazing, the things that they did. Yeah. One of the performers is a, what is it? The top ballerina, prima ballerina. And another of the female performers is a Olympic gymnast. So they get top
really
quality
cool
performers. They're just amazing.
Like a High School Musical meets Cirque du Soleil.
Yes. Yeah. Meets the Olympics.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then one of the port days is in Bimini, and they have their own beach club there. Is that correct?
Right. Right. It's so the actual beach, there's actually like a, I think it's a Hilton and a casino really close by. So they don't have the whole beach to themselves, but they, I mean, or the whole island to themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they have a whole private beach. They have much of the sand in the beach, and then they have a giant pool. with multiple swim up bars around the pool. There's a food service close by the pool, and then there's a DJ. So at some point, Mark Ronson was out there performing. I don't know when. He should have been there for the Mermaiden voyage.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
But yeah, they're gonna have, you know, of course, because of their affiliation with the music industry, they're gonna have lots of guest DJs and other artists that get to come out there to Bimini. But yeah, so they had like the private cabanas that people could rent, where you could get drink service to your cabanas. They had some cool little swings that were out in the surf, so you could swing while you're kicking the water, and lots of funky little cool things out there. They do a bonfire right before you have to go back to the ship. So they do a big bonfire out there on the beach. And yeah. And of course, they have excursions. So I think on our next one, I'm signed up to go swim with the pigs.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Very cool.
And I talked to some people that, you know, did the swimming with the sharks. And so they have all the good stuff that you can do out there in the Caribbean.
And so was the boarding and exiting the ship pretty smooth?
Oh, it was super, super easy. We just packed up and walked off the ship. They didn't bother with, you have to leave at this time, blah, blah, blah. It was just, you know.
Yes. Advantages of a smaller ship.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And with it being all adults, there weren't people jacking around with the elevators, slowing things down or anything like that.
Does that happen?
That does. I mean, I know it's hard to imagine. But I do want to back up, because Scarlet Knight that I mentioned before.
Yeah.
This was another thing that, again, is so different in terms of entertainment. So, you know, it's the big night that everybody is ready for, Scarlet Knight. So we plan our wardrobe. We have all our accessories. We're looking fabulous. And you have no idea where the show is. So what they do, it's almost like
part of the fun. You have to find where the show is.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they tell you, but
gotcha.
But yeah, again, it kind of forces you maybe out of your comfort zone if you don't like talking to people.
To ask.
How
do I get there?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Cool. Or follow the crowd. If you're, you know, an anti-crowd follower, this might not feel good to you, but it's not that hard to find the shows. But they move around. So it's almost like if you've ever done a progressive dinner, where you went from, you know, had appetizers here, drinks here, entree here. It's the same concept. So we started at the back of the ship, and there were a group of performers that it was almost like a circus. So you had three rings and three different forms of entertainment. So one person was doing the hula hoop. Another ring had a man and a woman dancing. And then another one had somebody doing a staff. So the whole concept of Scarlet Knight, there's a whole story. So kind of like Disney, Virgin has embraced the art of storytelling. And so the whole story around Scarlet Knight is that an octopus and a sailor fell in love. And something happened. The octopus had to save the sailor. And the way she saved him, he went up and became the moon. And I never heard what happened to the octopus. We think it's something very romantic, but we don't know for sure.
It just rolls off the tongue.
It does. So, but you know, it's that whole, it supports the whole vibe and the open concept, the open love concept of Virgin. You know, we accept everyone. Everyone is welcome. We love everyone. If an octopus and a sailor can fall in love, can love everything.
Who are we to judge?
Exactly. So the
inclusion
male
was a big part of their marketing too. So
yes,
that falls in line with that.
Yes. So the male and the female dancer in that first act were interpreting the love story of the octopus and the sailor. So it was really pretty. Then when they finished, you migrated inside to where there was just kind of a sitting area, and there was a guy strumming on guitar and a girl telling the story of the octopus and the sailor, and the lights were low. And so she was using a flashlight to create shadows and, you know, make the moon large and the moon small, and to help her tell the story. So they were moving around the room. So it was like a coffee shop type storytelling moment.
Huh.
But they're moving around the room. He's playing guitar. She's singing. She's talking. He's playing guitar. She's singing. She's talking. So it was a real
show.
Yeah. So it was a real neat, different, totally different type of entertainment there. Then we moved over to the champagne bar. And this is all on the same deck. You're just moving from the back of the ship towards the front of the ship. And in the champagne bar, it was flash mob dance. So they were just in a line, and it always amazes me when people just seem oblivious to what's happening around them. So these people were doing like a 1920s, you know, foxtrot, kicking forward, kicking back, dancing all over the place. And people were still trying to walk past them. Like, okay, here we go. But that was fantastic. And then as I moved, then we kind of backtracked and went to the middle of the ship where they have this huge winding staircase that comes up from deck 6 to deck 7. And the dancers continued kind of around half of that staircase. So that was a great time for me to go to my favorite beer place, because I could continue to watch and get a beer at the same time. So I got kind of a private show.
Multitasking.
Yes, exactly. But there happened to be a dancer right there. And yeah, I felt like I got my own private show. And he was the sweetest guy. We talked at breakfast the next day. And yeah, it was great. And as soon as I pulled out my phone, oh my gosh, it was like, I am here for you and your camera.
That's funny.
It was awesome. And I loved it. And he loved it. So then the show took a hilarious turn, and we all go downstairs. And so by this time, I had invited myself to be part of a group of about 10 people. And they were from all over the place, Atlanta, Houston. Yeah, I think most of them were from Houston. And so one of the girls gets selected to be a bride. So she's going to get married on Scarlet Night, because on Scarlet Night, you're married for one night. And so she gets selected to marry another woman. And so what it turns into is an improv show. And so it's a completely interactive. So, you know, you end up with crew members in the audience. Audience members were assigned roles. So I got, you know, they just handed out a bunch of shiny name tags. So I was the guest that was just there for the free open bar.
I was going to say, you had to really stretch yourself to play that role, Jess.
So they had a ceremony, and it was just really fun how they, you know, they would pop over to another crew member, and that crew member would get the other sailors involved, and they would all start yelling something, and then it would go back to the ceremony, and then it would go to another group and some crew members, and they would get those guests involved. So it was just a really fun improv show. And then that evolved with the dancers coming down that beautiful winding staircase and, you know, dancing their way slowly down the staircase. And then right in front of you, where the ceremony was just performed, they started doing some acrobatics, like some lifts and kind of like cheerleading lifts where you have like three or four people high and doing just crazy stuff. So, and then it migrated all the way up to deck, and that was where the grand finale was, around the pool. And so you had dancers performing up on the lip of the pool, and then you had people kind of performing, but really making sure the crowd didn't get too close to the dancers. And so they were around the edge of the pool. But then after, and then there was a singer, giant octopus, all kinds of lights there by the pool. And after the, you know, towards the end of the show, the performers got in the pool and were splashing us and splashing themselves. And then before the show was over, there was probably 20 sailors in the pool with the performers. So, yeah.
Wow.
So that was another fun video that I got, was my friend who had gotten married earlier. I'm holding my phone videotaping and she actually turns to me and goes, "Here, hold my shoes." And then I videotape her going and jumping in the pool and dancing with all the performers.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it's always a good time when someone says, "Here, hold my shoes."
Famous last words.
That is something. That's, I mean, that whole event just shows how awesome that cruise is going to be as far as the energy that they put out to make sure that you're having a good time.
Right. And that was the second night. So it's kind of towards the beginning of the voyage. So you've broken the ice.
Yeah.
And you know, raised the bar. With a party like that, I mean, everybody's interacting. Everybody's laughing at each other and having a good time. And it sets the tone for the rest of the cruise.
Very good.
Yeah.
So you've been on several cruises recently, Carnival, Disney, and Virgin. Give kind of a comparison. If somebody's thinking of what Virgin might be like compared to some of these other cruise lines, what would you tell them?
So they're shiny new ships. They're beautiful. They're clean. So to me, the quality of cleanliness on the ship is up there with Disney. The level of service, up there with Disney. Pricing, around Carnival.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I was shocked when I was doing some research for this show and I was looking at different itineraries. The pricing is really, really good.
Yeah. And they've attracted like a number of their leadership staff are people that had experience with Disney. And in fact, their CEO used to be in charge of the Magic and I think the Wonder, the two smaller ships, I think, or the two Disney ships that he used to be in charge of. And so now he's the CEO of Virgin.
So not just Disney in general, but Disney Cruise Line specifically.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So they were smart. You know, I don't know that they poached away from Disney, but of course, especially during the pandemic and the shutdown, layoffs happened and Virgin was there to pick people up. So. And I'm not saying that happened or it didn't happen. I just know that I was told specifically in that same conversation I mentioned earlier that they had a lot of leadership that came from Disney. And of course, we all know John McAlpin is from the Disney. So
you've gotten us excited about Virgin Voyages. What current promotions are going on right now that are going to make us even more excited?
Generally speaking, they have a percent off the cruise. And that can kind of change whether it's in the form of a percentage or just a dollar amount.
Okay.
That they'll give you a credit. But one thing that I've seen consistently is them matching in some way your prepaid bar tab. So I've seen $50 matched, $100, and $150. So that bar tab is a nice addition.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they're also a little bit different in what they do when you're on the cruise to get you to come back on a future cruise. They do different things for their future voyage credits. So it's not the same thing every single time.
Okay.
Yeah. So for example, I got a $600 to put towards any cruise anytime. So, you know, I could decide if I wanted to do a $1,000 cruise or a $4,000 cruise.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. And you mentioned you're going to be doing Virgin at New Year's.
Yes. Yeah. We leave on the 29th And like I mentioned, my mom went with me on that first cruise because my husband, he got to go to Maryland and I got to go to Miami.
Yeah, good trade-off. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I think you win.
So, yeah. So after seeing all my videos, he was like, okay, yeah, we got to book another one before the year is over. So he picked the New Year's cruise. It's actually the same itinerary I already did, but that's okay by me. I'm happy to go. Now, another special, I guess you could say, that they are doing through 2021 is their Sea Blazer program. So any cruise that you take before that embarks before the end of the year, you're automatically become a Sea Blazer, which means for the rest of your life, you get a couple of perks. And one of those perks is another $125 added to your bar tab when you get a $300 bar tab.
Very nice.
So, yeah. So that's every time you cruise and every time you prepay that bar tab. And then another perk is that for the next cruise that you book, you get, I want to say 20% off. And then you get a gift. I think those were the three things that you get with the Sea Blazer program.
So for folks that are interested in this, there's still some opportunities to jump on that. You've got to move quickly, but there, you know, if you want those perks, they're still there.
Yeah, they still had, as of the recording date, there were still 8 itineraries, and I looked at all of them, and they still had space somewhere.
Yeah.
And of course, as we're seeing on a lot of the cruise lines, those Rockstar suites, the upper level, more expensive suites, they are filling up fast. So those are all gone pretty much. But if you want a terrace or an inside cabin or a window view, you can get that.
Still enjoy that fabulous Scarlet Night.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and you know, so you jump on this year in even an inside cabin, and then you've got those perks locked in as a Sea Blazer for a later cruise.
Yeah. And one of the other things that's nice about Virgin and is that they are more appealing to the single cruiser. So you're not going to pay what two people would pay for a cabin. So it may not be like half. So for example, if a cabin is $1,400, you're not going to pay $700, but you don't have to pay the $14.
Right.
It's probably going to be like $900.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good perk, not having to pay that double occupancy. Absolutely.
Right, right.
So Jen, you're the Virgin expert. How can folks reach out to you to learn more, to talk to you about their plans? I know you've got a Facebook group based around Virgin Voyages. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
So there is the Facebook group, Virgin Voyages Travel Group is the name of that Facebook group. You can find me on Facebook, Jennifer Neal. I think my handle is Disney Magic Life. On Instagram, it's Jennifer 94, the number 94 Neal, N-E-A-L. Or you can email me, jneal@creatingmagicvacations.com.
And I'll add links in the show notes so they can just click and connect with you just like that.
Awesome. Thank
Wonderful. You. Well, Jen, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
It has been my pleasure. It really has. I appreciate you guys having me. This has been just a fantastic time.
And we would love to help you plan your next amazing vacation, especially a cruise. Ryan and I are both travel advisors with Creating Magic Vacations. You can reach us at Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at creatingmagicvacations.com, or me, S-H-A-Y-N-E, at creatingmagicvacations.com. And remember, it is our job to make you the cruise vacation planning superhero.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the show so you can join us next time on All Things Travel.
And remember, never stop exploring.